Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of When Life Gives You Lemons podcast. If you're new, I'm your host, India Watson, and if you're not new, welcome back. First, hello, hi guys, happy Monday. Let me get into my dilemma real quick because I accidentally deleted my entire podcast episode, so I have to re-record this whole thing. So that's downside one. It's currently Saturday, it's 3 o'clock, it's 3:30 actually, and I'm insanely tired. I didn't go to bed till 4:30 in the morning, but I have good reason. I was doing my health homework, you know, trying to get caught up on my summer school classes. What else was I doing? Oh, I was watching the Bobby and Drake podcast last night. That was the funniest thing I've ever watched in my entire life. I was like 5 minutes in and I was cracking up. I like finished that and then I went and watched BoJack because I was like, I'm on a BoJack binge. I don't know if I mentioned that in my life update. I was meaning to, but I'm becoming a big BoJack Horseman like binge watcher. Like at first I was like, the show is so odd. Like who would watch this? And I tried the first episode and I was like, this is gross and inappropriate and weird. And I was like, I'm not watching this. But then I saw like another video of the person explaining like how they're like a diehard BoJack Horseman like fan. And I was like, you know what? This sounds a little compelling, so let me watch it again. And I love it! Not because it's, like, cute and quirky, but because it's, like, whoa. Like, it's just entertaining. It's just, like, something to binge watch. So that's what I've been on. And then I'm going to see Barbie today. I'm going to brunch tomorrow. I'm going to Temecula pretty soon. I'm really excited. I didn't think I was going to go on a summer trip this year because I've had, like, a lot of things happen circumstantially. Where I didn't know if I'd be able to go, but me and my family are going on a trip and I'm super excited. And then I got school, so yeah. Oh, and I got my hair done and my nails done and I'm so excited, like you guys have no idea. But aside from updating you guys on my life and what I got going on for these next couple of weeks, next couple of days, tomorrow, tonight, let's get into today's episode, which is going to be Stop Listening to Your Inner Critic. So with this episode, Stop Listening to Your Inner Critic, I actually got this idea literally mid-workout and while I was podcasting. First of all, like, what is your inner critic? To me, my inner critic is this voice in my head that's literally telling me all the things that I constantly need to, like, not work on, but the things that are just critiquing me in a way that's putting me down rather than, like, teaching me something. There's always, like, where was it? In my ASB class, we actually learn the difference between like good criticism and bad criticism. And when I talk about this stop listening to your inner critic, I'm talking about this bad criticism that you're constantly pushing on yourself. Because being critiqued is not a bad thing. Like there are always things that we need to work on as individuals, ways we can improve our work ethic, ways we can improve like the things that we are doing within our own lives. And if we find like errors in what we're doing and ways to learn from our mistakes, then obviously we should, you know, learn from that and apply it to whatever we're doing. Let me get my water. But in this instance, I'm talking about stop listening to this negative voice that's in your head that is constantly putting you down. I've realized recently that I heavily listen to my inner critic. I'm constantly putting myself down and critiquing myself in ways that are not benefiting me but are bringing me down. Like I'll be working out and I'm like, I'm literally like, I'm not on the same level that I was. I don't feel any progress. I'm not, first of all, a lot of things too are just feelings and thoughts that are like allowing you to welcome in this negative cloud of like self-doubt which just hover over you. I was recording some podcast episodes. I recorded 3 actually within this last week, and they were meant for weeks to come. And I was listening to them and I was editing them, and something just told me, they were like, these are not good podcast episodes, like do not upload these, like these sound awful. And looking back at it, like they were like decent podcast episodes. They probably were my best work. And I probably could have, it wasn't as probably cohesive as I wanted it to be, but I didn't even like sit there and be like, okay, well, good job for taking the time out of your day to record a podcast episode, like thanks for like sitting there and scripting it out. Like I'm not even celebrating the fact that I got up and did something. I was just like, yeah, this is bad, just don't do it. I feel like your inner critic also steals a lot of the joy that you have from doing the things that you love. I listened to my inner critic very heavily. That was a big thing that I struggled with when I first began podcasting, was constantly critiquing myself and putting myself in a box. I felt the need to make myself something that I'm not. I would look at other podcasters and look at other, like, I guess, influencers, because I do take a lot of my inspiration from, like, influencers that I do like and people who do inspire me and content that I do enjoy listening to or watching. So I do try to adapt that with who I am and what I'm already comfortable with. And I would try to instead be more like them and base my content off of things they were doing. I would look at podcast episodes and be like, okay, this person's talking about this, so I should talk about this. And I would really, like, critique myself, because I'm like, okay, well, first of all, this isn't good. Second of all, like, you're not as good as somebody else. Like, your inner critic just ties in so many things, like comparison, just stealing your joy. What's the other thing I was going to say? Self-doubt, just all this negativity, like, it just builds up, and it kind of, like, distanced me away from podcasting for a bit, because I was just like, what am I doing? Like, this isn't even authentic. I'm, like, basing myself off of somebody else. So that's where my inner critic kind of cut me off there. And just in a lot of instances too, like back to working out, back to, I came from track practice and I got in the car and my mom was talking to me. She was like, I was watching you, like, you did really good. And I was like, really? Like, I was like, I don't feel like I did really good. Like, I was, like, really struggling. Obviously track's a hard sport, but I was like, I've really been struggling. Like, I didn't work out for, like, the week. Like on my own, like I typically do. I was like, I haven't really been working out. I've been kind of like slacking. I've been eating really unhealthy. Lately I've just been like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how you're seeing improvements. I don't feel like I'm improving. My mind is telling me like, I'm just like really behind, and I'm just like comparing myself to other people, and I'm not even celebrating like my small accomplishments. Like, if somebody else says that they're seeing progress within me, you're not always going to see your own progress. Like, and you're probably not going to see it in the time that you're expecting it to. Like, sometimes me, I'm looking for immediate results. I'm looking for like, that, I guess, like instant gratification in like what I'm doing. And that's unrealistic. That's not, a rational thought. I wasn't really like looking at my mom and telling her like, oh, thank you. I was trying not to keep my negativity out and just be like, I was just like, oh, thanks. Like, really? But in my head, I like called my dad and I was telling him like how I was feeling. And I was like, that's my inner critic speaking. Like, that's me critiquing myself and not applauding myself. Like, I am making progress. And even if you do fall back and like have those setbacks, building yourself back up to where you were is still making progress. Like, when I stopped going to the gym, I'd have to build myself back up to where I was because I stopped attending the gym. And that's still progress. Like, you're still going forward. You're still starting from the bottom and getting back up to where you once were. I feel like your inner critic really just, like, takes away a lot of your enjoyment for things. It takes away a lot of your enthusiasm and love and passion for things. Because when you start listening to this thought in your head that's telling you that you're not good enough, you're not capable enough, you're not making progress, you're this, you're that, and the third, then you start to really believe that. Your inner critic just really tells you, like, you let that define you, and that's what stops you from success. It's really a mind over matter thing. I feel like I've learned, like, when I find myself having a lot of these inter-struggles, like these mental struggles, where I'm just thinking myself out of a lot of things, I like to journal how I feel and find my reason. Like, why am I doing this? Like, what's my purpose in this? Why am I still continuing in this? Not in a way that's like, okay, like, I'm gonna give up because, like, my brain is telling me I'm not doing good enough. But no, I like to sit down and recenter myself, refocus myself, realign myself with my goals, my purpose, my reasoning, my why. Always center yourself on a why. I think to really combat your inner critic, you have to figure out your why. Like, why are you doing this? And then also, like, look at your past and compare that to where you are now. Like, sometimes comparison can be really bad, but when you're on a scale from, like, okay, this is where I was, and this is who I am, and this is what I'm doing now, I feel like it can be really beneficial. Like, you know, I made it this far. Like, I can only keep going. I can only go up from here. And when you look at it that way, that's a lot more encouraging. When I catch myself being very negative, very pessimistic towards myself, my work, and the things that I'm putting into, I like to try to redirect that. I like to try to be more positive about it, and I try to look at it as a mind over matter kind of thing. And I like to, instead, uplift myself. Like, I'm proud that I, you know, finished this. I'm glad that I didn't want to do this, but I did it anyways. I'm glad that this was where I was, but this is where I am right now. That's kind of, like, how I like to recenter and attack my inner critic. when I look at my inner critic, like, sometimes I feel like it's a good and bad thing. I'm already hard on myself, so I feel like anything else anybody else says isn't gonna affect me as much because I already expect a lot of myself. And I feel like when you expect a lot out of yourself, you're pushing yourself 10 times harder. You're making yourself work 10 times harder to, like, the point of exhaust. And I feel like that is also a kind of downside of having that inner critic inside of you. You're not really giving yourself the proper rest. You're kind of burning yourself out. You're stressing yourself out. Like, with school, I did, like, a bunch of APs and stuff. I never had to do that. I don't know why, but I just had something in my brain tell me that I have to prove something. I have to prove that I'm smart enough because I felt like regular classes were easy and I would excel easily. So I needed a challenge. And then when I caught myself falling behind in those challenges, it's like, am I not good enough? Like, you let a lot of things contend and contribute to your worth and your definition of a person and your value of a person. Your inner critic can be your biggest enemy. You can be your own biggest enemy sometimes without even realizing it. It's one thing to expect a lot out of yourself, but you also need to know your limits, your boundaries, and what you can and cannot do. And you have to be very realistic with your expectations, with the things that you're doing. Honestly, it's good to look at your faults. It's good to look at what you're doing and where you went wrong and what you need to work on and how setting up a game plan on how you can change those things and how you can fix those things. But stop letting these thoughts and feelings take away from the things that you love, your passions, your peace, your happiness, because having that inner critic also makes you very moody. It makes me very upset. It makes me sad. I'm gonna speak for me and my experience. It makes me sad. It makes me want to be, like, left alone because I'm sitting here dwelling with all these negative thoughts on what I am and defining myself by what was and what is and this, that, and the third. I feel like it just contributes to such of this negative aura and negative energy, and you don't want that. Like, that's not what you want around you. That's not what you want to fill your space up with too. Honestly, to further combat some of these things, like, surround yourself with a positive environment, surround yourself with people you can go to when you are having these negative thoughts. All throughout my junior year, I had a friend who I would just tell, like, this is how I'm feeling, this is what I'm thinking. And sometimes people are not there for you to just dump on them, so I would also invest in journaling. Sometimes I would, like, make, like, literal notes in my phone, like, voice audios in my phone, just vocalizing how I felt when I didn't feel like writing it down. Like, just getting that out there, sometimes it's good to just let all of how you feel out into the open instead of, like, letting it build up in your mind. If that makes sense, like, just letting it out and letting it go. You know, you're not always your thoughts, and you cannot let your thoughts always define you. You can't let your inner critic define you, because you are more than what you think you are, and what other people see is a shining, woo! I'm about to start spitting like a shining star, but, like, no, what other people see is, like, your potential, your progress, and the work that you're putting in. And you may not see that in that moment. You may not see your progress in that current, like, situation and light. Like, I sometimes don't see my own progress, but when you're comparing it from what you were to who you are now, that's when you see the progress. That's when you see the gap. That's why I feel like it's just really beneficial to make short-term goals, long-term goals, you know, really document those, really look back, repurpose yourself, realign yourself, recenter yourself, find your why, what you're doing and why you're doing it. I feel like those are really just good habits to combat some of this negative thinking that happens within our lifetime. I genuinely don't want to ramble. I want to keep this as, like, cute and to the point as possible. But basically, like, when you listen to your inner critic, you're only taking away from your joy and passion for the things that you like and enjoy to do. When you listen to your inner critic, it just makes you feel worse about what you're doing sometimes. And that's literally how it is for me. When you surround yourself with positive thinking and positive thoughts on the things that you're doing, it becomes a lot more enjoyable, manageable, and easier. I really applied this with, like, track and practice and stuff. I have a very negative mindset sometimes when it comes to running. Especially, it's like the whole, like, feel like it mindset. One of the biggest things that I used to tell myself was, like, kill this workout, don't let it kill you. It's all mental too. Everything's so mental. It's like 90% mental and then 10% action. It's like 10% of what you're doing. Some things are tiring in that moment, but once they're done, you feel that relief and that pain and suffering or whatever it is, like, very temporary. It only lasts, like, a few minutes. And you're back to where you were, you know, back to striving, making it to the next step, the next goal, the next whatever. when you just realign yourself with more positive thinking, more positive environment, more positive people, I think that's when you really come by your inner critic. Journaling, finding things that work for you that allow you to have a healthy outlet to get out all your negative feelings, because it's not normal to have those feelings and emotions. It's not normal to think these things and have this voice in your head telling you this. It's just, don't let those things define you and steal your joy and enthusiasm and happiness and peace. And yeah, I really like, sometimes I know I talk very mellow. I don't want these podcast episodes to seem very depressing and sad, but this is also something that has been heavy on my mind for a while and something that I've also just been going through. I've also been struggling with, and I wanted to, you know, make a podcast about it because I'm also trying to figure out how to combat my inner critic and how to stop listening to it as heavily, stop letting it define and deter me from a lot of things. And so I wanted to make an episode about it because it's something I'm currently going through, and I don't know if anybody else is ever going through this or feels this way or thinks this way sometimes. So I just wanted to talk about it. You know, it was very, to me, normal. I mean, yeah, that's it for today's episode, guys. I love you all so much, and I will see you tomorrow. Bye.